You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. When Hurricanes Irma and Maria devastated Puerto Rico in the fall, some people got mad and some people got busy. Normal Community High School juniors Kiki Harden and Annabelle Chinsky were inspired to help out, working with Illinois State University Latin American Studies professor Mara Tora Morn. The pair have organized a benefit concert for hurricane relief for Puerto Rico. It's coming up Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Normal Theater. It all began as a community project assignment for their sociology class, taught by Stephen Robinson. Tora Morn says she was pleased to be involved.
I was delighted that Annabelle and Kiki came up with the idea of doing a benefit concert, because this, for me, exemplifies one of the principal core values of ISU, and that is the value of civic engagement. And so this is really taking civic engagement to sort of new levels in the community.
Okay, so Annabelle, tell me about the scheduling the concert and who you were going to program. How did you go about doing that?
A lot of our friends are super talented with music, and we recently had a battle of the bands when this first started, so we decided
at the high school?
Yeah, that was just like a sort of everyone got together to see their peers perform, and so we invited our friend Abby Kimball, and she's a solo artist who's writing her own music now and has been in contact with someone who could, like, get her further into the music industry. And our other group of friends,
they're called Take 27.
Are there 27 of them?
Unfortunately, no. But it is three girls, Emma Williams, Emma Larson, and Tristan Bixby. And they're going to perform. They're all very, very talented. And we also have our two a cappella groups from our school, Voicemail and Key of She.
So how much do you guys hope to raise with this event?
I think anything will help, truly.
Mara, you were just back in Puerto Rico
over
the holidays. Can you tell us about what it's like there right now?
It is really very hard to see what now constitutes the new normal. I am from the west coast of the island. The landscape that we encountered was somewhat similar to what we left a year ago, but you could really see the difference. The roads, in terms of the people, in terms of the traffic, and of course in San Juan, you could really see a qualitative difference between what we were experiencing in the west coast of the island and San Juan. There's still traffic lights that are not working. There's still people who still didn't have electricity and water. So the conditions in the island are still very, very serious.
What's the mood like?
It's very edgy. You see that people are tense. You see that there's frustrations. But when I talk to some of the people, there's a new consciousness that is really emerging in Puerto Rico that I find very intriguing. And I think people are really looking for ways to bring resolution to the problems that they're facing. And in fact, that's one of the things that people frequently talked about, how quickly the collective community came together, and communities really came together to provide services for themselves, for their families.
Well, Kiki and Annabelle, tell me about the lessons you've learned so far putting this kind of an event together.
I've learned a lot of responsibility, having to contact the groups, and a lot of planning and things.
We're both pretty shy people, so this is something that's going to hopefully expand confidence and, like, show that even though we're kind of looked at as kids, that we can still put something to help society.
I love working with Kiki and Annabelle, because one of the things that they showed, they just stated that they're very shy, but they were not really shy in engaging ideas when we were first talking about this. And I think they were also sort of very mature in terms of understanding what it will require to put a concert like this together. So, you know, these are really talented high school students that I dream of having in my classroom here at ISU, because they exemplify the level of civic engagement, the level of connection and vision to see a problem, to find a temporary solution, but also learn as much through the process and through the experience.
That's ISU Professor Mara Tora Morn, along with Normal Community High School juniors Kiki Harden and Annabelle Chinsky. The benefit concert for hurricane relief for Puerto Rico is Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. That'll be at the Normal Theater. I'm Laura Kennedy.